Report, 20,000 more Afghans seeking resettlement across U.S. by John Binder on October 26, 2021. The number of Afghans requesting to be resettled in the United States stands at about 20,000 as President Joe Biden's administration continues flying in thousands each week. Biden's massive Afghan resettlement operation plans to bring at least 95,000 Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement across 46 states. The Afghans are initially flown into Philadelphia International Airport in Pennsylvania or Dulles International Airport in Virginia before temporarily living on various U.S. military bases while awaiting resettlement. More than 55,000 Afghans remain temporarily living at U.S. bases in Wisconsin, Texas, New Mexico, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia. Some have already been accused of crimes, such as rape, child molestation, assault, and domestic abuse. The number of Afghans requesting U.S. resettlement, though, may balloon to 150,000 by the end of 2022 as about 20,000 Afghans are currently seeking to enter the country through the little-known humanitarian parole system. Voice of America, VOA, reports. The number has continued to surge in recent days, with the agency receiving nearly 20,000 such requests as of Friday, more than 10 times the number of humanitarian applications submitted from around the world in a typical year, according to an USCIS official. Emphasis added. Afghan-American lawyer Waghai Mohmand said the number of Afghan humanitarian parole requests could reach as high as 150,000 in a year. Emphasis added. Their systems are not equipped to deal with that kind of volume, Mohmand said during a recent webinar hosted by several advocacy organizations. Frankly, they don't have enough staff to look at all those applications. Emphasis added. This week, the Biden administration announced a huge expansion of the refugee resettlement program that will now allow private U.S. citizens to bring Afghans to their communities. The new private sponsorship refugee plan comes as Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, as well as First Ladies Hillary Clinton, Laura Bush, and Michelle Obama, launched a non-governmental organization, NGO, dedicated to resettling Afghans across the U.S. The NGO, with financial ties to billionaire George Soros, has been working closely with the Biden administration to decide where groups of Afghans will be resettled. Afghans, for the most part, are arriving on parole because they do not qualify for refugee status, P2 visas, or special immigrant visas, SIVs. Though a group of House Republicans, led by Representative Matt Rosendale, R. Mount, are leading the opposition against Biden's resettlement operation, Republican governors and 49 House and Senate Republicans have aided the administration's goal. While GOP lawmakers in Congress voted last month to give the Biden administration billions in American taxpayer money for the Afghan resettlement, 18 Republican governors told Biden they approved resettling Afghans in their states despite strong opposition from Republican voters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.